eggs and sausage, coffee and a roll, hash browns over easy, chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. What kind of
Don Alexander is a musician who eats at downtown Los Angeles' original Pantry Cafe for its good food and local character.
Sometimes you meet people that you would never normally associate with, but you wind up with an hour-long conversation with. It gives you a slice of life from different quarters than what you would normally experience, you know, during the daytime.
I want to capture that slice of life while sitting at the counter on a Sunday night just before 10. I introduce myself to a woman two stools down. Miranda Carnesale is a costume design student who comes for the breakfast.
It's comforting. It's totally basic. Breakfast food is, for some reason, just really good at 2 a.m.
Miranda and her ex-boyfriend develop some eccentric traditions as late-night regulars.
You know, I would order eggs and he would order, you know, eggs. We would then proceed to get the waitress to bring us, like, every single condiment that existed. And we would surround our food with all of the condiments and then start pouring different concoctions around in really specific parts of the plate. Sometimes our friends would go with us and witness this phenomenon. And they just kind of sit there and watch. Like, what? What are they doing? They're like an old married couple or something.
My waiter, Manuel Gamis, is a short man with a friendly face. He brings me a hot cocoa with whipped cream.
Later in English, I learned with the customers. Yeah, later by later.
Manuel knew no English when he started the pantry 31 years ago. He prefers the wives far more than the husbands.
Oh, the women, that's a good tip. It's why I give the bill to the woman, because they tip better.
James Davis has seen his share of failed romances as the pantry's husky security guard. Married men and women have gotten caught cheating by their spouses.
I've seen both get busted with that look, so.
And what happens? I mean, do you have to get involved?
I have to have them take that outside. They have to take that outside. That's all. We don't care what you do, but just take it outside. That's all.
Actually, James's main job is removing homeless people who come because they smell food. I ask him if he wishes he could give them some of the diner's food.
I don't want to give a man nothing. I give him some seeds. I give him a shovel. I give him a coat. I give him something to make him go help themselves. But I'm not going to give him no food, no. I wouldn't. And I mess him up in the long run.
Homeless and famous, tourists and Angelenos, they all come for the fulfilling fare and camaraderie.
I just come to join the crowd. Got some time to kill. Yeah, at 4:30 in the morning.
Don Alexander, who has glassy, bloodshot eyes, sings a tune from the Tom Waits album, Nighthawks at the Diner. He's known in hotel bars for playing the piano and saxophone at the same time.
Thing is that I'm a musician and I work late hours. Very often I'm in a town or I'm in a place where I'm through working and I'm not just ready to drop into bed, you know, I'm hungry. Eggs and sausage, coffee and
a slice of meatloaf for the customers, a slice of life for me. This is David Cates for Inberg Radio News from Los Angeles.
With burgers and fries, what kind of pies? I'll emote.